You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Well, good morning, church. It's so good to see you today. And it's great that you can see me. I cannot wait for the moment where you're sitting in this room and I get to see you face to face. It's going to be a joyous and glorious moment. There is absolutely no doubt about that. Well, I've got a message to share with you today, and the message is titled "The Spirit of God." And I just want to really, really encourage you today that this message is going to breathe life into you. The Spirit of God is going to breathe life into you. If you believe that, why don't you just type "Amen" or "God is good" in the chat box. Just encourage yourselves in the Lord today. Now, I was reminded this week about the power and the effect and the influence of wind. Living in Leopold, for those of you who live in Leopold or have spent some time in Leopold, Leopold is just outside of Geelong, if you're not from the area. And Leopold is on a hill, and it gets buffeted by the wind like nothing you've ever seen. One of the main reasons that is because we as a region, we're fairly close to the coast, but Leopold's actually on a peninsula as well. And being on a peninsula, being close to the coast, and being on a hill, the wind rushes up and over Leopold. Let me tell you that when you're trying to paint and build a fence, this makes it a little bit difficult, to say the very least, particularly when you're trying to paint a fence with a spray gun. That's even more fun. You have to choose the right day and the right moment to do the work. And what could be seen as, for me this week, what could be seen as a frustration and a bit of a hold up, really, it can be seen as a gift as well. And I'll let you in on that in a second. But see, I just wanted to finish the job. I just wanted to get it done and move on to the next thing. For those of you who are wound that way, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. You just want to get it done and move on. But the funny thing is, my body and my mind needed rest. And it was only in hindsight did I actually realize that I needed some rest, that my body and my mind needed some rest. I just want to encourage you today that natural things can give revelation to what God wants to speak to you about and what God wants to do in and through your life. And this got me thinking that when we don't have a Holy Spirit intervention, and this is going to make a lot more sense as we progress this morning, because the Holy Spirit is the breath of God, the presence of God, the person of the Holy Spirit. So when we don't have a Holy Spirit intervention, that sometimes we can just keep pushing on. We can just keep trying to make it happen. I just want to get this done and move on to the next thing. See, for me, the wind was an intervention for me this week. My body needed to rest. My mind needed to rest. And I want to encourage you, there are times in all of our lives where we need a spiritual intervention, where the breath of the Spirit needs to blow in our life because we've been running too hard and trying to get it done. See, when we do that, it can leave us spiritually, emotionally, physically depleted when we just try and get it done. We need an intervention of the breath and the Spirit of God. For those of you who have been with us for a while, you remember sort of back in 2018, we did a series called the Holy Spirit Series. And it was a 5-part series. If you haven't seen it, can I encourage you? Go to our sermons page on the website. Go to our YouTube channel, our podcast platforms. That message is there for you. I just want to encourage you that if you haven't seen it, it's a must watch. It opens you up to understand the full power and person of the Holy Spirit, beginning to end. But today, I just want you to be reminded and be encouraged because of this message that we need the breath of God. We need the wind of God. We need the Holy Spirit to blow and breathe on all of us. So when you talk about wind, wind can be seen as a frustration, but there is so much beauty in wind as well. See, wind moves, it propels, it powers, it gives accelerant, it refreshes. There is so much beauty in wind as well. And we're going to look at some natural things about wind, and then we're going to look at how that parallels to the breath of God, the Spirit of God. Just want to encourage you as you're taking notes today, whether it's through your device or the Bible app or paper, whatever you do, can I encourage you, take some notes. It's going to be really helpful for you as you look back on this message throughout the coming week. See, we as a local church, we teach the Bible. We teach the whole Bible and nothing but the Bible. And from time to time, we revisit teachings that we need to have fresh revelation on and fresh clarity on, and teachings that we need extra time to understand. See, the Holy Spirit, I truly believe, is one of these teachings where there's been so much misinformation. We need to keep coming back to it so we can see what the Bible says about Holy Spirit. See, the Spirit of God, just as natural wind does things, the Spirit of God, the breath of God, see, the Spirit of God moves, the Spirit of God propels, powers, stokes the coals to the fire of our heart, refreshes us, comforts us, guides us, heals us. The Spirit of God is powerful. See, one of the first things that you need to understand about the nature of the Holy Spirit is the word itself, Spirit. Because if we don't understand that, then none of this is really going to make sense. See, if you look in the Bible 800 times, the word Spirit, a Holy Spirit, is mentioned. But we need to look at it in both languages. See, the original manuscript, the Old Testament, was written in Hebrew, and the New Testament primarily is in Greek. So the Old Testament word for Spirit in Hebrew is Ruach. And the definition of that word Ruach is a wind, breath, a violent exhalation, a blast of breath. And the word used in the New Testament, the second part of the Bible, actually before I go there, that word, that ruach, that wind, breath, violent exhalation. See, it was actually used in Genesis 1, verse 2. And it says this in Genesis 1, verse 2. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God, so when we read that word Spirit, the ruach of God, the breath, the blast of breath, the wind of God, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. It's really important for us to understand the meaning of these words in the biblical context. And in the New Testament, in the Greek, the word Holy Spirit or Spirit is pneuma. Now, for those of you who haven't seen that word before, the P is silent, pneuma. And the definition of that is it's a current of air, a blast of breath, a strong breeze. See, this word pneuma, in one of the many places in the Bible where this word is used in the New Testament, this is Jesus teaching in John chapter 6. This is one of the places where this word is used. The Spirit gives life. Remembering this, the Spirit gives life. Pneuma, the breath of God, the current of air, the breath of God coming from his mouth, the strong breeze of God, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. Can I encourage you? The Spirit of God gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I've spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. This is Jesus speaking. The words that he has spoken to us, the words that he speaks to us out of the Bible, they are full of life. They are full of the breath of God. They are a breath of air, a blast of air into your spirit. Every time you read the Bible and you read that word Spirit, whether it's Old Testament Ruach or New Testament Pneuma, he's saying these words to you. He is speaking breath and life and strength into you. It's a strong breeze in those words that are filling your sails, so to speak, in your spirit. See, these words, that they're powerful. They're not just words, they're life-giving words. Life to your spirit, life to your body, life to your soul, life to your mind. See, if that means something to you today, can you just amen in the chat box this morning? Encourage the word of God as it's spoken into you today. See, the breath and wind of God is filling your spiritual sails. I want to encourage you. That's something that every believer has the opportunity to experience. It's not for some people and not for other people. If you want the Spirit of God, the breath of God to breathe life into you, every believer has that opportunity to experience that. See, our Christian walk is not something that's called to be stale and stuffy. It's called to be empowered and refreshed by the Spirit of God. You have been made to be alive in Christ Jesus. Pastor Naomi's message from last week covered that so very well. So now, in order to understand the definition of spirit, that ruach or that pneuma, this blast of air, this breath of life that Jesus speaks into us. So when we look at the natural characteristics of wind, we can also begin to see the parallels of the Holy Spirit. So just four quick characteristics of the Holy Spirit today. Here's the first one. Wind is unseen. Wind is unseen. See, wind is unseen, but we can see its effects. We can see the effects and we can feel its effects. You know that when there's been a lot of teenagers in a room, not only can you feel the effects, but you can smell those effects. Amen. It gets a little musty, a little stale on the inside. So what do you have to do when you walk? Youth pastors, youth leaders, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. Parents, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. If you were once a child, you know exactly what I'm speaking about right now. So what do you do when you're in a room like that? You have to remove yourself from the space. You have to get fresh wind into your nostrils. You have to get fresh wind to fill your lungs. Can't see it, but boy, is that wind fresh when you've exited that room. Can't see the Spirit of God, but boy, when the Spirit of God fills you afresh, I know the Spirit of God's moving. See, likewise, in our lives, the breath of the Spirit blows staleness out. We can't see him, but the effects as he breathes life and delivers comfort and healing and miracles and guidance from God the Father through his Son Jesus. Oh boy, is it powerful. So powerful. Let me show you in the words of Jesus again from the Bible today. This is what he says in John 14, 16 to 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world can't receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him, but you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. We can't see him, but we know him and he lives in us. Wind is unseen. The Holy Spirit is unseen. We can't see him, but boy, oh boy, do we know him. But do we feel the effects of the Spirit? Oh, yes, we do. Can't see him, but you know him. How do you see and know? How do you feel the effects? Because when God speaks to you, that's the Holy Spirit revealing it to you. When you feel comfort, when he releases healing, that's the Holy Spirit. Number two, wind is unpredictable. See, wind in the natural, when you're trying to paint a fence with a spray gun and it's shifting all around you, it blows in every direction that it pleases to, even onto your face and your teeth and your glasses. and onto the windows of your house, much to your wife's disappointment. It's been an interesting week, amen. Lockdown. See, you can't see it. You can't see the unpredictable nature of what's going on. But the Holy Spirit, much the same as natural wind moves around, the Holy Spirit is also unpredictable in the way that he moves as well. So you can see in the natural, you look to an airport and you see a windsock and you can see it's constantly moving around as the wind in its unpredictable nature moves this way and that way. It's the same with the Holy Spirit continuing to move in new ways and new directions. I want to encourage you, let's learn to be sensitive to see what the Spirit of God is doing. Don't be dismayed by it. Don't remove yourself away from it. Learn to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's moving and his unpredictability. It's like, Holy Spirit, what are you doing right now in this moment, in my life, in my family, in this situation at work? I want to be sensitive to your movings. So I want to encourage you that he seems unpredictable, but he is predictable in his characteristics. Can I say that one more time? He seems unpredictable, but he is predictable in his characteristics. He moves where he needs to move and he accomplishes the plans and purposes of God the Father. God is a God of order, but he doesn't move the same every time. I'll say that one more time. God is a God of order, but he doesn't move the same every time. This is what Jesus said. Let's catch what he said. John 3, verse 8. Jesus answered, the wind. Remembering that word, the wind, or the Greek word is pneuma. The pneuma wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. If you're born of the Spirit, the wind of God wants to move this way and that way according to God's plans and purposes. Let's have an example, a look in the Bible at a couple of examples. It's really, really important. Example one, unpredictable. God one time talked to a person out of a burning bush. Just one time. Once, it didn't become a thing. Otherwise, Moses would be like, if God hasn't spoken to you from a burning bush, do you even really hear him? No, just once. And boy, oh boy, did it get his attention. When God spoke to him in an unpredictable way, boy, oh boy, did it get his attention. Example number two, unpredictable moment. A group of people came to Jesus. And they had a blind friend with them. And they said, hey, Jesus, do that thing where you just like, you know, you touch someone or you touch their eyes and the eye healing thing. Do it. Instead, unpredictable moment. Instead, Jesus put spit onto his eyes. Unpredictable moment. I want to encourage you. If Jesus wants to heal different to a normal way. If Jesus wants to reveal healing and comfort in an unpredictable way, I'm okay with that. And I'm sure the person who's receiving the healing or the comfort and the guidance is okay with that too. It may be unpredictable, but it'll be exactly what the person needs at that very time. See, we need the presence and the breath of God, the Spirit of God. We need him here in our church to blow in unpredictable ways. We need to hear him in our city and our lives and our families' lives to blow in unpredictable ways to bring salvation and healing and miracles and release people into their promises. Amen. Can I get an amen today? Third thing, wind is powerful. See, most of you know, hopefully you know, that wind can generate electricity. You can't see the wind, but somehow magically it generates electricity. It's undeniable that wind produces power through turbines. Wind can propel a yacht. It can accelerate a yacht forward. Wind can cause storms. So many beautiful things that wind can do. There's so many powerful things that wind can do as well. See, we see wind here in Geelong, Leopold, we see a bit of it down on the coast. We see a lot of it. But we don't see wind like they do in the north of Australia when they just have these massive tropical storms roll through. Storm cells. Hopefully you would have seen one on TV, but you know what I'm saying about the power of wind? It can cause storms, destruction. So in a storm, you can look at the destructive nature of what's going on. In a minute, it can cause such chaos and destruction. I just want to encourage you, just right where you are today, just look at me for a moment. Look at your screen. Look at me for a moment. Even right now that many of you are watching, you're at home. Some of you have been locked in home for a fair while now. See, many of you are going through challenges. You're going through storms, going through chaos. And you're looking at these storms that are happening around you and in your family and across our state. And you're feeling completely under the pressure of the chaos of this storm. Can I encourage you that if you're going through a challenge, a storm, human power, human methods can't fix the storms that are going on right now. I want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't try and fix this all by yourself. You need the wind and the breath of God to come and calm some storms and then breathe some life into you and your family and what's going on. We need the Spirit of God to breathe life into our state right now, across our nation with everything that is happening. Don't give up. Don't try and fix it yourself. I want to encourage you, today is the day. Today is a day to come closer to the powerful breath and Spirit of God. Today is a day. Today is a day for a breath of wind, intervention of the Holy Spirit. Today is a day in the midst of your storm. Jesus can calm the storm and the Spirit can breathe life. Amen. I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty good to me right now. With everything that's going on in my personal life, in your personal life, across our city and nation, that sounds really good to me right now. In fact, I would be amening out the window to my neighbors right now. That's how powerful that is. Get close and even closer to the Holy Spirit and you'll experience His power. It's never destructive. The breath and wind of God, the Spirit of God is never, ever destructive, ever. So well, you should prove that to me, Lee. Okay, I will. The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23. Oh, he pulled that one out. Yes, I did. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. This is the character and nature of the Holy Spirit. This is the fruit that comes through the Holy Spirit and is meant to exude from our lives when we've spent time with the Holy Spirit. See, the wind of the Spirit may be unpredictable in the way that He moves, but I guarantee you that the result of His power will be revealed as beautiful things, as restorative things, as miraculous, and even greater things than we could imagine. Amen. I say this, we need the power of God. We need the Spirit of God. I want to read a quick story to you today. But a man named Charles Finney. Some of you who have been around church for a while would be familiar with that name. Some of you who have just joined in on church recently, maybe that's a new name for you. But Charles Finney was considered the father of modern revivalism in America. And in the 19th century, he was both an attorney and a minister. Wow. Both an attorney and a minister. And in his own words, he was comfortable knowing God on what he called perhaps an intellectual level. According to his own testimony, that his He was very lifeless and very predictable in the way that he would live out every single day. But he had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, with the breath of God breathing into him. And these are his words. "As I turned and was about to take a seat by the fire, I received a mighty baptism of the Holy Spirit. And without any expectation of it, without ever having a thought in my mind that there was such a thing for me, without any recollection that I'd ever heard the thing mentioned by a person in the world, the Holy Spirit descended upon me in a manner that seemed to go through me, body and soul. I could feel the impression like a wave of electricity going through me and through me. Indeed, it seemed to come like waves and waves of liquid love, for I could not express it in any other way. It seemed like the very breath of God. I can recollect distinctly that it seemed to fan me like immense wings." So there may be some of you today that you hear that and you're like, I could do with some of that in my life, to feel the immense power and breath of God breathing upon me and in me, the liquid love, the electric liquid love of God. I could do with some of that right now. I want to encourage you today that the Holy Spirit is available for each and every single one of us, breathed into us. You know, there may be some of you today that you find yourself in this mission critical state in your marriage, in your job, relationships in your life, with your kids, your health, your emotions. You're in this place, maybe for some of you today, that perhaps it's even your faith. Your faith has been rocked by everything that's going on, and it's mission critical. It's like we need to sort this out before it goes any further. See, all of us, if we got these things going on in our lives, me included, put my hand up today and say, this is me included. I need to get some fresh spirit air into those things. So you need the impression, you need the electricity, the liquid love, the breath that God has for you, to fan your spirit, to breathe into. You need the breath of God in your sails to propel you forward, to lift you. And this leads us today to the next characteristic. I want to encourage you, if any one of those things I just said is for you today, the Spirit of God is moving even right now, right where you're sitting, right where you're standing, wherever you are, the Spirit of God is beginning to breathe into you. I speak that in faith that the Spirit of God is breathing and moving. Can I encourage you, just open up your heart, open up your spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, I need you. I'm in mission critical, and I need you right now to come and breathe into these things. Number four, wind is refreshing. You know, we're in Geelong right now, and it's cold outside. Don't you worry about that. But do you remember like when it was summer oh so long ago, and you come out to your car, middle of summer, and your car's parked in the sun, and you open the door, and it's like 65 degrees inside your car. And it's like the windows have been fully rolled up. You forgot to put the silver thing up that sends the heat away. But you get into the car, you start the car, you don't touch the steering wheel. Remember, don't touch the steering wheel. And you put the windows down, and you crank the aircon up to like 110. And as you do that, you just begin to feel the refreshing air just breathing and blowing into your car. I just want to encourage you. As the air blows through, it's so refreshing. And in the same way, the Holy Spirit wants to refresh you. When it's hot, when every situation around you is hot, the Spirit of God wants to come and breathe and blow on you, to breathe breath and life into you. Holy Spirit wants to refresh you. And this is what it says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10. "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God." Can I encourage you? Your eye hasn't seen it. Your ear hasn't heard. Our minds haven't even been able to conceive, but the Spirit of God is revealing things to you and wants to reveal fresh and new things to you. Verse 10, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, and gives us revelation and understanding. What we can't hear, what we can't see. How does God get to us what He's prepared for us? He reveals it through His Spirit, plain and simply. And it refreshes us. We can't see it. We can't hear it. We can't conceive it. It's only through the Spirit, the breath of God, the Spirit of God. I just want to encourage you today to know the Spirit of God. The first thing that you need to do to know the Spirit of God is to have a relationship with God. How? Accepting Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. You know, it says in Romans 10, verse 9, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. For those of you who haven't heard the full story, this is how much God loves you. So God sent His Son to die on a cross so that we could be restored into relationship with Him. But His Son just didn't die on the cross. He was buried and rose again 3 days later. And because of that, because of His sacrifice, going to the cross, then God raising Him from the dead, because of that, He became the sacrifice for our sins. It's such a thing of beauty that God cares for humanity so much, that He loves all of humanity so much, that He created a way for us to come back into relationship with Him. I don't know about you today, but what an amazing gift from God. That God loves you so much, sent His Son. All you have to do is believe in Him. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. You have a perfect, beautiful relationship with God. No more sin. When He looks at you, he sees Jesus when you accept Him as Lord and Savior of your life. He sees His Son, sees His daughter. Now, if that's you today and you want to receive the hope and forgiveness and life of Jesus, see, at that moment that you accept Jesus, the Spirit of God comes and dwells in you. The Holy Spirit, the breath of God. The Spirit of God who wants to speak to you and reveal the heart of God towards you comes and dwells in you. If that's you, in a moment we're going to pray a prayer. Prayer of accepting Jesus, coming into relationship with God. Can I encourage you, if you haven't prayed that prayer before and you want to know God personally, can you pray that prayer after me? This is your moment to come into a relationship with God. If you prayed the prayer before, but you've kind of been off on your own journey for a bit, I just want to encourage you. Come back into relationship with Him. He never left you. Even though you've walked off on your own a bit, He never left you. He's with you. But it's time to come back into relationship with Him. Come back into agreement with His promises over your life. If that's you, why don't you pray this prayer with me today? The whole church is going to pray and agree with me today. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank You that You sent Jesus to die on a cross, be buried, and rise again. Thank You for forgiving my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord and You raised Him. I surrender my life to You. I repent of my sins. And from this day, I choose to follow You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time or you've prayed it before, I just want to encourage you, well done. Well done for taking that step to follow Jesus. You know, this moment could simply just be a moment if you don't do something about it now. I want to encourage you that following Jesus is a daily thing, not a once-off thing, a daily thing. And we want to encourage you. You can go to gc.org.au/first steps. And there's information about how to get in contact with us, information about what to do now as a follower of Jesus. If you're watching on one of our platforms, one of our team will post some details in there of how you can get into contact with us. we just want to encourage you in the things of Jesus. If you don't live in the area, still get in contact with us, because we'll actually connect you with a church that believes that God is for you and wants you to step into everything that God has for you.